an integral part of the mass of water. And it's one thing, it's one unit, the mass of water. There are no tipis in the Al-Bidin. We don't consider it as tipis in Mayim Shebekaraka. It's one mass of water. But as when it's Bekele, when it's Tolush, so it has a Chalishe Mashke. If it has a Chalishe Mashke, so every tipis of Mashke has its own individuality. It exists as a typical mashke. Mashke, when it falls into the pan, so then it's one mess of water, there are no individual tipes. So this is the kind of people. So in other words, Avlohot saying, if it's loyidiyah, so according to the Raivet, when the Tomei drank from the pan, so he detached, let's say, 100 droplets of water from the palm into his mouth. So then it acquired the shemashke and its knowledge. The moment he took it into his mouth, so he became detached from the palm. And there was the element of Hotzen in giving it a shemashke. So the element, the subjective element, is important in being machshid those tipis. So it required the shemashke. So the mele they became tamei in the mouth or in the hands of the tamei. But then, when he spread out again a number of tipes, that's tipex. So then it became incorporated. Tipex became incorporated into the mass of water in the palm. So it lost its identity, its individuality. So the mele it was not tamei because the thing cease to exist. The typical mashke cease to exist. But and then even when he picks up the kikya shall tumor fell into the pump, it couldn't be the kabutome because the pump water is not tome. It's not tome, it's mechuba. It never became tome. It never became tome. And even though there are a number of droplets of water on the surface, on top of the kikya, but as long as it's lo yidiach, so the subjective element was lacking. So mele, those, let's say, hundreds of tipes that are on top of the kikya, even though they were detached from the pound, but since they were not detached deliberately by the person, so mele, they did not acquire shemashkes yet. They did not, that's the chshives, when he says, it did not acquire its identity, was not revived. Mashin came, if it's idiyah, so then Behotzen, he wants to detach these tipes, so mele, all the tipes that he, Behotzen, deliberately detaches from the palm, acquire chshives, and they acquire shemashke. So, and the moment the hundreds of tipes that are detached deliberately from the pound, there is tipex. So mele, the identity of tipex is revived, and mele it contaminates the other tipes that were commingled with it. This is what I mean. So, avlovotzin zeh machshov echishvon shel yivat udro umashe omru kvor pio shebitisepte vipnei shinamayim shebidabo mikablin tume ad shinislishu uchsheshoso hatome vichozro hamayim shenogu bipiv vigabo afal pi sheitmei robo hatere sheloi nislishu al atmei shechozro shom uboto elim kei choshvei bitolosh chayshinon bitolosh. But Nuscha Acher is Choshvei. Choshvei is much better, the girl said, of Choshvei Bitolosh. Lefichoch im yibdiya b'nes yodei v'yakikya shenopal harim hukshiru mitumei. Kelein al nechshivu kitolosh. What do you mean nechshivu? Nechshivu means it acquires the chshivus of mashke. As long as he doesn't tell me shemashke, it cannot become tomei. Mashke is become tomei. So it's nechshivu kitolosh. Nechshivu kitolosh. V'nit meyu mishiya satomei. V'itimu es ha-kikya, sha'avei e'amchu. So what do you mean, v'nit miu mishiya satome? But it already became bottle. The answer is, it's not that the tumor is bottle. It means when it was incorporated into the mass of water in the pond, so then it lost its identity. Its individuality did not exist as a Tibet. It only had an existence. Only the mass of water as a unit had existence. But now, when Mirotsny detached those drops of water, so then they have their own separate identity, their own separate existence as individual drops of matter. So the male, so in Achsevuketolush, the Nidmi Umisias Atome, since TPX revived its identity, the identity, the individuality, the individual existence of TPX is revived, and it originally was Tome, and not that the Tome was Poka, the Tome was never Poka, but the individual Tipe didn't exist for a certain time. Now it's revived. So the same Tupe, the same Tume is also revived. We need me Messias Atome, we team as Akikia, Shall Khoborin Atzmon, Khosumis Kitrushi, Rikabu Tume, Shall Lakshibu Ritosh, Ufihoch Neiro, Hatome Ritami as Akikia, we Mundiach Toye, Shall the Bakri Biro, Mundiachibu, what do you mean Mundiachibu? It doesn't have any importance and significance. It doesn't have a Shemashi. Because it's considered like part of the mass of the water Shabikaraki. Even though it's detached, it's still considered as part of the mess of the water Shabikaraki. Or here we have. So far is the same Shike as the Rash and the Rosh. But now he says a big chidush. Umash omru shei meyagabo mikabim tumea chinistichu. Davke sheyesh ben revis. Kidirahat vume machti vitzineires. Viav alpi shei teire binecho ber. Arimayim tmeim vashoke. At sheyiu shom avoyim so mikve shorem. Mikve shorem. Lefichor. הטמאים שנשרפו בהם, שישחשבו, ירזרו לתמוסו, זו ינוחם אצלי. So first of all, he says here, which is not difficult, it's not unreasonable, but it's a chiddush. In other words, that even though the halacha is, the raisa level, so a mikve of revis mind is capable of being mitaya keli, that are small enough to be completely immersed in a release, like Machtin Itzenerius, but vis-a-vis Ashoke, so in Midraise, we require a mikvah of himself. In other words, on the Midraise level, so there is a difference between a mikvah of release and a mikvah of himself. A mikvah of release on the Midraise level has a Chalishan mikvah, relative to Tvilaskeli, to Taraskeli. But it does not have a Chalishem mikveh relative to vis-a-vis Tarasot. How about Ashoke, Taras Mayim? So now, there is a Sefer, Guri Salmis. It's a very wonderful Sefer. It cannot be bought. Sperfus College Library has it. But it's a very good Sefer that was written by Talmud of the Rav Shochanoch, the Balatai, Guli Salinis. So he says, the Guli Salinis says, that Midraise, a mikveh of revis, can affect Ashoke. Midraise, in the same way as it can affect Tare over Keli, so it has a Chalisha mikveh regarding Tare's Keli. So it has a Chalisha mikveh vis-a-vis Tare's mind. Tare's mind. But the Reinitz says no. He says, the avolintari mani tmeim v'ashoke achiviyu shom avoyim so mikveshom lefichor hatmeim shenizar bo behem shenizchashu yarzer ultimosom zu yanochnes. So the big chidush. So like this, the Shinas Reinitz is completely like the sheet of the Rash, like the sheet of the Rosh, but with one difference. According to the Rash and the Rosh, Even if the even if the mikveh does not have this, even if the gavra does not have this, so it still is incapable of being mikabel tumah. Why? Because according to the Rashi and the Rosh, my mechubah, whether it has rebis or less than rebis, my mechubah im amuf keel techalei shemashke. The amuf keel techalei shemashke, if the mind is bimchubah, we kalke, even though it's less than rebis, so it's muf keel the shemashke. That's the shita of the Rashi and the Rosh. The shita of the Rashi is no. Mayim mechuborim anat mufkel d'shemashki. After all, it's possible for a human being, it's not the most dignified way, but a primitive person he is likely, you know, to drink water b'mchuber and just prostrate himself on the karke and he'll be. So there is no reason as to why mayim b'mchuber karke, mayim mechuborim should be mufkel mashke. Anything that can be drunk by a person, so the male has a chalit shemashke, and even in chubar a person can drink it. He can prostrate himself on the ground and drink it. Whether it's dignified or it's not dignified, doesn't make any difference. So the male mayim chuborim are not mufkel the shemashke either. But the common mishnayos that imply that mayim in chubar do not have a shemashke and cannot be mikabel tumah. So that's because the Mayim Chuborim has a Reviz. So Mele and the Reviz, Mayim Chuborim that has a Reviz, and even if he chose, but the Shita of the Rai Reviz, the Chov is only possible with Rabbanon, with Raise, Kuri Chov is Kosher. So Mele, that means that any mind that is Bikar, even if he chose, let's say you just take a pail of mayim and you dump it into a little bay, into a little pit in the street. And if it's a reviz, so it has a chalisha mikveh, ligabi tara scale. If it has a chalisha mikveh, ligabi tara scale, so mele, it's mufkeh b'shamashke. Because it's meimikveh. Meimikveh is mufkeh b'mashke. But if it doesn't have a reviz, so it's not the mikveh, it's not mufkeh of mashke. That's the shita of the Raivet. So the mele, the Raivet says, the shei meyagabe mikabu tumeh ad shemisku mishu, davke sheyish bem reviz, ki lo hagu memachti mitzineres. So then it's shem mikveh, it has a shem mikveh. So it's mufkeh of mashke. If it's mufkeh of the shemashke, so the mele can be mikabu tumeh. Machinikin, if he doesn't have reviz, so it doesn't have a chalon shemikle. So maybe it's not mufkel b'shemashke. The Rosh and the Rash, they are here. They say, even if it's less than a reviz, so it doesn't have a shemikle. But it's mechubah. Mechubah by itself is mufkel b'shemashke. That's the only difference between the Shita Sarayved and the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh. Lifichu ha-chavmeim she-nisarvu v'hem she-nischashvu yarvu t'moso zuya nochanes. Now, let's go over the Rav and Mishneh Gimel. Now, the Rav, until Mishneh Gimel, the Rav followed up the Shita, the approach taken by the Raivet, the Rash and the Rosh, and they have one approach, even though there are certain differences. But one approach, in other words, that the reason is why Shosa Tomei Vishosa Toyer or Mili Bichli Tomei Mili Bichli Toyer is Tomei is because Mayim Mechuborim cannot be Mekabel Tumei, whether Mayim Mechuborim in general cannot be Mekabel Tumei, or Mayim Mechuborim that have Shem Mikve cannot be Mekabel Tumei. So that's a machleki between the Raivet on one end and the Rash and the Rosh on the other. Then the Rambam has a different approach. The Rambam is a different approach. So the Rav, one second, please, let me go over the Mishnah. So the Rav, until Mishneh Gimel, he followed up the approach of the Rash and Rosh. Now in Mishneh Gimel, he says something else. No flu mind mei, hochash minon shemei agaboi malolu, mikabun tume al dimashkim tmei. שנופלו בהם. Now look what רב גמליאל says. תראה רב גמליאל. כך לא של הרמב״ם מפירושי. וזהו משיקוסי. דישוס אודם תומי ובכלי תומי אין החשש משום הטיפה. Because of טיפה אקס.
אלו ונגע בעצמו מקבלים תומה לרוצה משום הוכה איסית כאן והשמינון ומקבלים תומה אפילו מה שמתנאי מה שמתנאי אבל הרב נסביר לי באמס ומגע בו so then he says in parentheses אלו מקום מכי תמוה טוב נוף לא חפשו לרוצה ומסתם נוף הוא מסי חומס צריך נחנמת The Rambam Perush HaMishne doesn't emphasize that Mishne Gimel when it says Nofu Ma'itnei has reference adapted to the case where it's Nofu Merotzim where deliberately to dump the water. But the Rambam Yer Chazoko does say Nofu Yisecho Ma'itnei Merotzim. Alright. So he says Avu Arab Yisviroi Benes Dimei Gavei Kavutum like the Rashi Rosh. והוכה באמס גם כי נחשש רק כששייסה התויה דיומה שייסה יסון תמאים ומתאמין ממש כשבפיו וזה כבר השמינון ברישה דו ברישה דעתם דטיפה שבפי התויה חוד רב נופה ומגבה ואין ממש משקים תמאים שנופה ודינה למסליס זו ניחו ודינה למסליס נוריר וצורך הוא איום גודל So that's the kasha. I mean, in other words, that the first two Mishnahs, the Rambam got to know, followed up the approach of the Rash and the Rosh. And here in Mishnah Gimel, he adapts the approach of the Rambam. The approach of the Rambam. Now, I do not want to discuss the talents of Andreas Kashi, because it is based upon a certain Rav Chaim. I mean, the Rav Chaim doesn't say anything on Rabbi Judah's Kashi. And so I'll discuss it next time, but I would like you to go over a certain Rabbi Chaim and the Rambam Yuchas Mikvoyes Perikvob Aloha Dalet about the difference between the Aloha of Eirut Mikvoi Bishvara Sameit and Tifiach Latfiach. That's Rav Chaim. Perikvo Baruch Adam. Alright. Now, Rav Shimon HaMeir, the Rav, Bein Sheidiyah, Bein Shalo Yidiyah, Akum Koy Rav Shimon, Bein Atum Shepo Machmas Odom, Bein Machmas Rui, Bein Machmas Mashkin, Bein Kule Svirlei, Bein Sheidiyah, Bein Shalo Yidiyah, Tom Timi Akitra. ויתן לי רב שמען שהמעין היה שטיפסה מים תמאים שנופו מפי התומי או מן הכלים או מן המשקים תמאים ויפסיק כי שנופו כל המים נשתה רואה טיפה היה רואה טיפה ותימוסי ואין הלוך את רב שמען פייט נאו מי שנדל נופו מסי חומס הוא שאולה בהם before we go over the rush I want to go over the next three missions It's important in order to understand the Rash and the Rambam and the first thing. No policy chometz, oi shola ben atomi di shoshot doi or isloi. Now, according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Raile, so no policy chometz, the element of Otsin is left. Oi, I'm sorry, no policy chometz, so there was no detection. It's according to the Rosh and the Rash and the Raile. So there is no detachment, so it's mechuga, it cannot, even if there had been the element of Rotsim, it couldn't be the Kavutum. But according to the Rambam, so no policy chanes, the reason is because the element of Rotsim is left. Or in Shoah ben Atom, in Shoah Sotoy, or Yisroi, or so again, according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Raide, so the reason is why in Shoah ben Atom, in Shoah Sotoy, or Yisroi, so it's because there is no detachment. The Maima Maima Chaboy. So even though the element of Motzin is there, so it's still not capable, the water in the pump is not capable of being the Kabutumi. According to the Rambam, that Maima Chaboyim are also capable of being the Kabutumi. If the element of Motzin is lacking, so Bishle Yunafu Sechomes, so the subjective element is lacking. But Holoben Atome, he doesn't do it unconsciously. He does it consciously, so the element of what is there. So that's the asogi of so Hoshinov Mizikamashki. Now the second asogi of Raya. Omar Avraham Zeu Tumi Rigov Tishol Ben Atomei in Rotzin Godu Mizeh. I mean, it's unusual that there should be so many Hasod is a Raibe, and one hour in the Rambam. You find it in Miskimomim, you find it many times, and you find it here in Tumashochim. So, there's the second Asodah. So, because the Mishnah gives the Teretz, according to the Rambam, we have to apply it to a case where the person, the Tommy, has no other way of going across the pond. There is no other way. So, the Meile, he does it because he is forced by the circumstances to go across the pond and to make filthy his clothes and everything, but it's not your Tzeli Atei. So, the Meile, the subjective element is like, Arch. Echna. Now let's see the Rav. Oy shol ben atomim yishos atoya toya. She megaboy maulim kavutum yachin yisnichu. Kedamrin liyo. So the Rav that you know follows up the sheeted approach of the Rash and the Rosh and the Raive all the time, except in Mishneh Gimel in respect to Nochum Mayim Tmei, where he adapts the approach of the Rav. Right. So that's really part and parcel of the Hasod, of the Kashe of Rabbi Greger. Now, the Mishnah says something else. Echod megaboyim, mei meireis, mei sichim, mei meoreis, mei tamzi yeshe posk. Now, megaboyim means water in the pond. Or, the same thing is true if it's mei meireis, in a pit, or sichim, a cistern. Kulin shomim choladim, the tinyonim must listen. Adamai lashes. So what's the difference between a bear and a siach and the miore? So it's in the physical shape. I mean, there is no real nafkemin. Bear is in asu in aguli, it's round. Sich in aruchim muktzori. In other words, it's rectangular shape. Miore is, or meruboy is, it's a cave. U mechutze is, bekiru. Elo, sheyeish lohem peh. Now then, mitamtzi yesh posko. What is mitamtzi yesh posko? In other words, when it starts raining on the mountains, so even after the rain stopped, so for a certain interval of time, a lot of water will be dripping down, you know, from the cliffs of the mountains. So the rain has stopped, but for a certain interval of time, for many hours, water, because given the fact there is an overflow of water on the cliffs of the mountains, so for a certain time, water will keep on dripping from the cliffs of the mountains. So that's metamtzias. Then it reaches a certain point when the dripping also subsides. So then it's called metamtzias sheposko. Kshomim hayirdin al harot umismatzin hamayim umvabedin naorim reacha sheposku hakshomim uposku eorim ischiloson eison hamayim hanushorim hem kimegaboy. In other words, let's say, it rained on top of the mountains, let's say from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock it stopped raining. Then, but from 3 to 6, even though it stopped raining on tops of the mountains, but there was a flow of water dripping down from the cliffs of the mountains down into the valleys. So then, let's say at 6 o'clock, even this dripping stopped. And after that, so all the water, I mean, how is that? I think it's called the canyon. So all the water in the canyon, the water that dripped down from the cliffs of the mountains, so after the dripping stopped, has the same status as Megaboy. And then all these halachas apply. Shosetome, Shosetome, Yaristome, Yuridichuitome, Yuridichuitome, Yaristome. So, La'acha sheposko ha'akshom, Muposko ha'orim, Yischiloson, Eisen ha'mayim ha'mishorim, Hei kimegaboy. Vim shosomen, Odom tome, Yuridichuitome, After the rainwater started dripping from the cliffs of the mountains and it rested in the canyon, so then it has the same status as Megaboy. ואם שוסם אליהם תומעים, אם הולכו תומעים, נכון השכים תמאים, אינה טיפה תמאים מתבטל את זה. אבל כל זמן שלא יפוס כלום, ישחיל אוסון, even though the rains has subsided, but it still keeps on dripping from the cliff of the mountain, אף על פי שפוס כלום המקשומים, אין נחשומים כמי גבוי, ומייקשומים המסחומים אחר כך מן האורים, מבטלין הטיפה התמאו, אף על פי שהמים הראשיינים לא יבטלו אור, so here we have a new halacha. That even though מגבויים are capable, according to Rambam, so מגבויים are contaminated as a result of the Sias Atomic, or the Sias Atomic. According to the other Rishayim, they are not contaminated. But TPX dormantly remains stomach. I say dormantly because it's not in an active way. It's not in an active way because as long as it's incorporated into the mess of water in the pond, then TPX doesn't exist. So I say dormantly, it remains stomach. TPX dormantly remains stomach. And it can be revived when it's detached, because so the tumor, the individuality of TPX is revived, and with it, the tumor that is imminent in TPX. So that means that whereas according to the Rambam, so if it shows a tumor, so all the water in the pond is tumor, according to the other Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rash, the Raive, so the water in the pond is not tummy, and TPX itself is not actively tummy, but dormantly it is tummy. In other words, it can be in a potential state, it is tummy, in a potential state, because it can be revived when it's detached the hot. So that's only if no rainwater has dropped over TPX. But the moment rainwater drops over TPX, that is mitaya TPX, and it nullifies even the dormant tumor, the potential tumor, the dormant. The better expression would be dormant rather than potential, because potential would indicate that it's only capable of becoming tumor. No, the tumor is there, but it doesn't exist as a TPA. But the moment is detached, so the individuality is revived, so maybe with the individuality of the tipe is also or revived the tume. So in other words, the tume of tipe X exists in a dormant state. In dormant state. So that's only as long as there was no rainwater that dropped over it. But the moment the rainwater drops over it, then it wipes out, it nullifies the dormant tume. And according to the Rambam, so all the water in the pond is tummy. Still, if rainwater is drops over it, so it is matkia the tummy of the water in the pond. So he says, "Umeyakshomim and mischomim achakach." You know, we mivatkin hatipa atmeo. Apa pisha amayim orishayim loybeto. Virochet nam v'perishayim demachshir. It's per beis mishne beis. מי שפיחה שיורדו עליהם מקשון, אם ריד מן התויה תויה, אין מסייג בזמן שקידמו מי שפיחה, אבו קידמו מי קשונים, אבו כל שהוא מי שפיחה זה סתום. So they are there, it's לגבי הכשר אוכלים. So the הלוכים is that אוכלים cannot be become to me unless they became מוכשר לקבור סתום. How does a neichu become mukhsha lekabur tomei? How does it become qualified for kabur estumei? Only if one of the shiva mashkin, and water is one of the shiva mashkin, so came in contact with it. And only if the water of the shiva mashkin came in contact with the neichu b'yotzeini of the Bible. There we certainly have halacha that the subjective element is important. So, but suppose, let's say you harvested twig, or you harvested apples, oranges, and no water as yet came in contact with the twig, with the apples, with the oranges. And then Sheretz comes in contact with it. So the apples, the tree, the oranges are not mikabutum, are not mikabutum. Suppose, let's say you harvested a crop of oranges, and then as the person was carrying the oranges in the sack, so unintentionally it fell into the river. So the Alocha Mishnah Machshir says, it still is not Mukhshal Kabutumim, because it came in contact with the water in the river unintentionally, accidentally. So in other words, the element of Watson is necessary. Now suppose the Mishnah Machshir mentions another one. Suppose you had mayit mei. You had mayit mei. So, and filthy water. And then you dump them. You dump them into water that is bin chuber. And that water that is bin chuber consisted of mixture, but it didn't have memsor. If it is, let's say it has memsor, if you have a mikveh of memsor, and then you dump meishviches means unclean water, that is tamei. So if you dump them in the mikveh, so then the year to form meishviches becomes toya, rashot. But suppose you take meishviches and you dump them into a mikveh that does not have memsor, so then it cannot affect Ashokes yet. So then everything becomes stone. So in the science, they say, the Meshviches is stone. According to the Rambam, everything will become stone. But according to the other Rishonim, so the Mishnah in Machshirim is saying that the Meshviches remains stone. So he says, Meshviches sheyordu aleihem gshomim. Suppose you dump in the kark meshviches that was tamei, and then mikshom dropped over it, it rained over it, and the mikshom that rained over the meshviches that is in kark, so it's more than the meshviches. Let's say, suppose the meshviches, the volume of the meshviches was one saw. And then two saw Mishomim rained over it. So then the year to form Mishviches that were originally Tomei become Tomei. And beside is Man Shikidmo Mishviches. And then the rainwater rains over it. So if it's more than Mishviches, so it's entirely Mishviches. Aber Kidmo Mishomim, after the culture, Mishviches is Tomei. So according to the Rambam, it means that all the water bin chuba becomes tamei, and according to the Rash and the Rosh, it's lishit aside. So it means that the year to form Mishviches remains tamei, but the other water that was originally toya remains toya. All right. So the Meir and the Rav explains this thing. So the echod mi gaboyim, mi beris, mi sichim, mi ayeris, mi tamzi ishe posko. So tamzi ishe posko. So the halacha is that after it subsided, so mi mele, the mi gaboyim are either tomei mamish, according to the Rambam, and according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Ralve, it's dormitum tomei. Tipe X is dormitum tomei. But if it's not Pasco, so even though before, let's say, while the water from the tops of the mountains keeps on dripping down into the valley, into the canyon, so a tomei was chasing, so, and then he spread out TPX into the pond, into that water, and then some more water dropped from the top of the mountain into the karka in the valley at the bottom, so that is mitayer. That is mitayer. According to the Rambam, it's mitayer all the water in the canyon, and according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Raivet, it's mitayer the TPX from its dormant tomb. So to such an extent that the Tumei could not be revived. So, in other words, Bishas Akshomim, as long as it rains, so everything is torah. In other words, let's say you have a makeup, and then a Tumei drank from it, and then it kept on raining, and then a Torah drank from it, so it's not Tumei. Because even though TPX became Tumei, but since it continued to rain, so the pouring of the Nishomim of Kam, TPX was entire. TPX from its dormant Tumei. Post-Krakshom, suppose it stopped raining. It stopped raining. So Akrevin Meir Uli Derech Hisnei. The Chayshinon, Shemoshoso Tomei, Uniri Bichui Tomei. Let's say on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon it stopped raining. And then at 4 o'clock, Victoria was Malay Bichui Toya from the pump. So then he has to change that water that he filled up with Bichui Toya from the pound is Tomei. Why? Because since it stopped raining already, it's raining and dripping for an hour, and since that pond is very close to the city, so within that hour, one Tomei might have drunk from the pond, and then if he drank from the pond, so the melee, he contaminated the drops of water that entered his mouth, and then he spit out some drops. So the melee, that TPX that he spit out remained dormantly coming. Now when this toyer drinks again at 4 o'clock, so the individuality, the identity of TPX is revived, and it's becoming the other tipes. So that's only in respect to the training we hold there. Mashenkin Orichaykin, those, if the pound is so far away, is 5 miles away from the city, and since it only stopped raining at 3 o'clock, now in Toya happens to drink from the pound at 4 o'clock, so we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe between 3 and 4, a Tomei drank from it, because it takes more than an hour for a person from the city to reach that pond. So melee, any water that he drinks from the pond at 4 o'clock is the cheskastoya. V'ocheikin teiri, achi yahal chorei nil, shayashayoreis, שההלכיז בדרך חיקו דירוס תמי שמושוס המן על נתומי או ימירי בחליטום. נאו משנה, מהי מסי תערוסו של קרילים ורחיקי? נאו רעץ, נאו תהלוכי is that if the pound is close to the city, so immediately we have to rechish, maybe Tomei drank from the water in the pound after the rain stopped. So there is, as long as it keeps on raining and dripping, so we don't have to be chayshish for another Tomei drinking. Because even if another Tomei drinks of that water, so the constant flow of rainwater is nitayah. Excuse me, just 1 second, I want to go. So the constant flow of water, of rainwater, is nitayah, the Tomei of TPX. But suppose a certain interval of time has elapsed, so, and within that time, it was possible for the Tomei to drink from the water after the rain stopped. So when can it become toyer again? If it will start raining again. So let's say, if the rain stopped at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and then it takes less than an hour from the people of the city, of the neighboring city, to reach that pond, so then after an hour,
we have to begin change maybe on the tome contaminated water. Either according to the Rambam contaminated all the water, or according to the Rashi and the Rosh and the Raide, just contaminated Tipex. But, so, when can the water in the fountain become toyer again after the rain subsided, if it again starts rain? Let's say, on Sunday it rained till 3 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock it subsided. So then, and it takes only an hour for the people from the neighboring town to reach the pump. So after 4 o'clock, we have the head change that there is a TPX that is going to stop. But let's say, suppose Monday morning it starts raining again. So again, the water in the pump is dry. So the English said also, Bishama Yemrim, So in other words, here the Mishnah mentions the Haroche, that the flow of rainwater over Mount Meir, so is Nitaya the Mount Meir, the Tipex is Nitaya the Tumei of Tipex. So according to Mishamai, so it can only be Nitaya if there are two things, two prerequisites. First of all, that the rainwater that dropped and the water in the pond is more than the heretofore water in the pond. Let's say if the volume of the water in the pond was one so, and then the rainwater that dropped, let's say Monday morning, is more than one so, so then that's called Mishayir, and it has to overflow. In other words, there has to be so much rainwater dropping into the pond, then the water from the pond will overflow above the rims of the pond. Besiloimrim, Roboa Hopisholation. According to Mishamai, only if it's Robo and Chotfu, so it's the tie of the tumor of the bags. Mashainkin, according to Besilo, as long as it's Robo, if originally the volume of the water in the pond was one so, and then the rainwater that rained over Monday morning is one so plus, so maybe it's already in Italia, the dormant tume of Tibet. Reb Shimon Meir, short for Apopishawel. Now let's see that. May Staros of Shoshrek for Hik, Mishinir Bodhi משמיר דוקשומי ואיר בו ביחשומי רעמיים שרואו יובל כבר קדם ששושו ממה תומי או ישמיר את מהם בחוי תומי וגם שיהיו שייטפים ויעברו על סרס הגבו וייצו מחורות וישיר השתיק כלשהו רובו לא הכי בשמי דיבו את המים שמיר בו וישתיקו אלא כאילו שרובו מקשומי שבו הרקינו המים שרויו בהם בשעס למוסון ניתרו, אבל כשלא ישתפו ולא שחוצים דלגים דבר לא. רב שימן, so according to Mishamai, הוא require both. ריביה אין שטיפה. And according to Mishamai, the important thing is ריביה. And שטיפה is not important. According to רב שימן, either one is capable of being ניתרו על the tumor of Tibet. says Reb Shimon Meir, מי ששוטפו מלשון מהאוקדנצוף של גבו ויוצא לחוץ, ניתר הגבו, אבל כשלא ירובו מהשומים שבו החקן או המים שהיו בגבו בשסטמוס. Now, here, the more the Mishnah says something else. כשירים לחלו וגריטו מהם ידיים. Now, there are two verses in the Mishnah. One verse is the way it appears in our text. כשירים לחלו. Then, there is another verse and that Rishayim mentioned, and the Goy, the Lior Rabbi, there's the Goy. So he accepts the other verse, not Ksherim Lechalo, but Ksherim Lechu, V'Ripul Mehem L'Yadayim. Well, there's a big Nachkenile, whether we are Geiris Ksherim Lechalo, or we are Geiris Ksherim Lechu, on the margin, Lior Rabbi, there's the Goy. Now, according to our Gersen, the Rav's Gersen is the way it appears in our text. Ksherim Lechalo, V'Ripul Mehem L'Yadayim. Now this Mishnah has reference, so the Rav says, Megabim halol, Vietnami maslisen, Kshirim reishtamish ben lechale, lolo sholivashil ben hal, Vilikon en yodayim,
וכל דובו שצורך מכיר השדיים. וכל דובו שצורך מכיר השדיים. So in other words, according to the Rav, the Mishnah has reference to the lowest level of mikvois. Megavois. What does it mean, megavois? Megavois means water in a pond that does not have mensom. So the Ruach is Shosef Tomei, Shosef Toyer is Tomei, Yil Yichu Toyer, Yil Yichu Tomei is Tomei, and then, and Shosef Tomei, and then Nofukitya Vindiyach is Tomei. So these are the Ruaches that are peculiar to the lowest level of Mikvois, to make a boy. So he says, those make a boy that are Tomei, but these are the Chaweh.